This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a rideshare driver was carjacked on the south side last night. Police are issuing an alert about several similar incidents on the west side. WBBM's Dave Berner with the latest.
Police have two juveniles in custody after a rideshare driver was carjacked on the south side last night at 74th and South Wabash. There was a pursuit after that carjacking and police arrested the two at 92nd and South Greenwood. This comes as police issue an alert about similar incidents in the city's Garfield Park neighborhood. It's not known if last night's incident on the south side is related, but they are similar. Police say the offenders utilize a food delivery or rideshare service to lure victims to their location. The driver is then robbed or the vehicle stolen. Police are investigating all of the incidents. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Joliet are asking for the public's help as they investigate a fatal motorcycle crash.
Police believe the motorcycle was speeding when it slammed into the side of an SUV that was turning onto West Jefferson Street at Reedwood Drive. It happened at about 5:45 p.m. The rider, a 19-year-old man, was thrown from the bike and was later pronounced dead at a hospital. The woman driving the SUV, also 19, was not hurt. Police are asking anyone who witnessed the crash or may have video footage to contact them. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago rapper Lil Durk has been arrested in Broward County, Florida, charged with murder for hire. Reports indicate the arrest is connected with a plot that allegedly targeted another rapper's cousin who was killed in Los Angeles in 2022. Earlier yesterday, five people with ties to Durk were arrested here in Chicago on similar charges. Investigators believe the plot was retaliation for the murder of Chicago rapper King Von, who was shot during an exchange of gunfire in Atlanta in 2020.
The owner of a suburban Chicago medical supply company is sentenced to 5 years in federal prison in a fraud case.
The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Northern District of Illinois says Darren A. Smith of Hazelcrest schemed for 4 years with a procurement clerk in the Veterans Health Administration in Chicago to have the VA spend millions of dollars to rent costly medical equipment from Smith's company in exchange for concealed kickbacks to the clerk. In addition to his prison term, Darren A. Smith is ordered to pay more than $1.3 million in restitution. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The corruption trial for former House Speaker Michael Madigan moved into its fourth day yesterday. During yesterday's session, prosecutors began playing portions of more than 200 recordings that they're using as evidence in the case. Madigan is accused of using his political influence to pass legislation favorable to ComEd and AT&T, as well as getting no-work jobs for his associates and steering business to his private law firm. He's denied all the charges. The trial is expected to last 11 weeks.
Some Chicagoans will be dining in style today to help hungry neighbors.
It's bringing together some of Chicago's best chefs. We got about 50 signed up right now.
Corey Morris with Meals on Wheels Chicago is setting the table for the annual Celebrity Chef Ball.
The event includes a hors d'oeuvre and cocktail hour, a seated six-course dinner, which is super special because we have 14 different pods, and each pod has three dedicated chefs, each cooking a different six-course menu.
And, of course, it's all to benefit Meals on Wheels.
All of the proceeds will go to benefit our mission to help the seniors throughout Chicagoland and individuals with disabilities.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
One of the Chicago International Film Festival's most anticipated films premiered yesterday.
It's fitting that the Chicago International Film Festival would be the one thing to bring filmmaker Tim Melantz back to the city.
I'd been here 50 years ago. I went down here with a friend and wandering around, and it's beautiful. The architecture is beautiful. It's amazing. It's a very cinematic city. All the depth you get there.
Melantz, best known for directing season 3 of British TV series Peaky Blinders, reunited with Oscar winner Cillian Murphy for Small Things Like These, a historical drama film based on the Magdalen Laundries in Ireland. Chicago is one of the lucky cities that gets to premiere the movie before its U.S. theatrical release on November 8th, which Melantz says allows for a variety of perspectives. perspectives.
It leaves room to have different interpretations, which I love about it. I think it's more what you bring to the film, you get from it. That's actually more the philosophy of the movie.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Aldi plans to open its first store in the West Loop in 2026, Crane Chicago Business reports. The store will be in a planned new apartment tower at Jackson and Morgan. Although Aldi has closed its Lincoln Park store, the company said earlier this year it plans to add 800 stores nationwide by the end of 2028, including more than 300 in the Midwest and Northeast.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
Hey, hope your day is off to a nice start. There could be a couple of firsts for the surging Bears. Sunday in Washington, Commanders rookie star Jaden Daniels not practicing, appears doubtful to go with an unnamed rib injury, not official yet. So the Bears are up to a 3-point road favorite this morning, and they won three games in a row. But no Matt Eberflus coached Bears team in his third year has ever won a road game on a Sunday. Or a road game against a winning team any day of the week, and the Commanders are 5-2. One of Matthew Stafford's four touchdown passes goes to Cooper Kupp. The Rams get top receivers Kupp and Puka Nacua back in a 30-20 upset of the Vikings. Skate hard or lose your job. Luke Richardson is expected to use Philip Kurashev on his top power play unit again when the Blackhawks host Vancouver tonight after a one-game demotion for lackadaisical play.
Kurashev will probably start there, and I talked to him about why the decision was not to play him, and he knows that, and I think he took it like a man, and he's ready to come in and be a better player for us.
Kurashev has only one goal so far. Connor Bedard only one as well, but the second-year center does still lead co-lead the Hawks with 7 points in seven games. They've lost five of the seven, the Hawks, and get right to it, hosting one-win Nashville tonight, hoping to get right, 7:30 at the UC. The Bulls have a 7 o'clock date tonight in Milwaukee. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A reality star is here in Chicago sharing her story about battling breast cancer.
I have breast cancer.
What? Gertie Abrera joined the cast of Real Housewives of Miami in season 4. She says when she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, it was a big decision to share it on television and with the world.
I shared the good and I had to share the bad, and that's true reality television, and that's true reality, and it's called life. The bad news is that I have now to get chemo.
But she says she was overwhelmed with what happened next.
I shared my journey, people watched it, and then came the flood of texts and email. This is me going through chemo at that time. And I just couldn't believe how many people said, I was never thinking about getting it because it doesn't run in my family and everything. But when I saw your story, I'm like, oh my gosh, let me go get checked. If she can get sick, I can get sick.
And on November 8th, she will mark a major milestone.
November 8th is the day of my last radiation bell.
Abrera travels the world now educating women and their families about the importance of early detection and treatment. She's in Chicago as a special guest at the Lynn Sage Breast Cancer Research Foundation annual gala. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Fulton Market nightclub has closed for good. The owners of Nights and Weekends at Lake and Morgan say the decision comes because it has been underperforming financially. A posting on its website thanks Chicago for three awesome years. The owners also say plans for a reconcept have been in the works for nearly a year. A Melrose Park man has been sentenced to 47 years in prison after pleading guilty to killing walking man Joseph Cremellis.
30-year-old Joseph Guardia pleaded guilty to setting Cremellis on fire while he slept on a sidewalk. The guilty plea is part of the prosecutor's deal to avoid a trial. Cremellis had been easily recognized for his distinctive dapper appearance, his long mane of hair and mustache, and was often referred to as the walking man because he strode with a kind of purpose around the city. Early in the morning in May of 2022, Cremellis was sleeping in a blanket in the 400 block of North Lower Wabash when his surveillance camera recorded Guardia pouring a flammable liquid on the blanket and then lighting it on fire. Cremellis died months later. Guardia was arrested 2 days after the attack and gave no explanation for his motive. A defense lawyer says Guardia had been diagnosed with mental illness since he was 15. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
Presidential election just around the corner. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Harris hit key battleground states to gain supporters. Speaking at a campaign event in Las Vegas, Trump says Nevada voters should encourage relatives to vote early.
Get your husband, Hank. Get the hell out of the couch, Hank. Get up. Get that big fat of you. We're going to We're going to go and vote for the president. We're going to turn our country around, Hank. Come on, let's go.
Today, former President Trump will hit the campaign trail in Michigan.
Meanwhile, the Democratic nominee has also a very busy schedule this week outside Atlanta. Vice President Harris got a big boost from former President Barack Obama at a rally. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
Just because he acts goofy does not mean his presidency wouldn't be dangerous.
A theme amplified by Harris, who cast the election as a defining choice.
It's either Donald Trump in there stewing over his enemies list, or me working for you, checking off my to-do list.
Today, Vice President Harris and Beyonce will team up for a rally in Texas.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.